Hello, everyone. How are you guys? I'm so happy to be back. So today I have some visitors coming. My mother-in-law and father-in-law, Peter's parents, are coming over to stay for the weekend from Jersey. So they're like on their way, and I'm like, I gotta get this podcast out. I don't know what I'm gonna talk about. I don't know what it's gonna turn into, but we're just gonna go for it because I want to show up for you guys. I know that someone out there is probably going to resonate with something I'm going to say, and I just feel called to do that. And it's so funny because for a while I've been having this desire to record a podcast episode from my bathroom floor, which is, I know it's fucking weird, but like, because I love my bathroom. It's so beautiful. I really hope that, you know, my next apartment is similar to this one in a way where the bathroom is fucking gorgeous like this. But I have all my little battery-powered candles on, and it's dark and it's dim and it's just so relaxing. This bathroom has been an insane healing space for me. Like, I feel like I've gone through so much, so many breakthroughs, so many tears, so many, like, what is my life to, like, oh, I get it all makes sense, like, full circle moments, like, breakdowns, and, like, that time when I did shrooms, and I did too many, and I was, like, literally going through my, every single phase of my life, and loving and forgiving every version of myself. It was, like, didn't even ask for that, but it happened, and I was on my bathroom floor, like, crying, and all my embodiment practices and like the dancing that I do in here. It's just a special place, and we're moving in about February, March, April. Oh my God, it's like 3 months now, which is actually, I'm like tearing because this place is so fucking special to me. And yes, I am ready to go because I feel like I've gone through so much here. I need a new start, but you know, this is basically where I started my healing journey, like really getting deep into it. And if you're on a healing journey, you know this shit can be insane. And it's so crazy because I don't know. We thought we were gonna move. When I first started this podcast, one of my first episodes, I think, I was talking about how we're going to move out, and it just didn't make sense for us to live here anymore. But we ended up staying for another year and a half. So, like, it was totally meant to be. And Atlanta has been amazing. If you guys don't know, I'm originally from New Jersey, and I moved to Atlanta around 2.5 years ago, I would say, maybe 3, I don't know at this point, because my fiance got a job. He works for Peloton. He's an engineer for the Peloton music platform, and it's just a beautiful job. He has a really, really good job, and I love it for him and the flexibility and his leadership and all of that. He really like grew with the company, and we were just like, you know what, let's head on down to Atlanta. Let's go. Like, it's a new job opportunity. It's a great job opportunity. I started my online business, and we moved out here, and I had really no idea if it was going to work out or not for me, but I was really sure of it. I'm like, well, it has to work out. Like, I started this business, and it just has to work out, so let's move over there, and let's see what happens. And it ended up, you know, working out in such a beautiful way. So this place means a lot to me, and it was kind of one of those things where I didn't really have a lot of friends here, many friends. Or family, no family. I mean, one cousin lived here and we hung out a few times. But other than that, it was just strictly me, my fiance, and my Phoebe girl, which is my cat, who I fucking love so much. So it gave me a lot of space and a lot of time to really focus on myself and to really get quiet with myself and turn my lens inward and really see what's going on, like what I really wanted for my life, what I didn't want for my life anymore, like ways of being that ways of being that I had to let go, basically. And just so many realizations. And I guess what I'm trying to say right now is, like, you really don't understand how important it is to have space until you have it. And I mean, like, I think connection is amazing. And that's one of the reasons why I really, really want to move back to New Jersey already, so I can connect with my family and my friends and just like have a fucking life again, you know? Like, do things with them and make memories. And that's what life is all about. It's not about the big goal. Like, yeah, that's a byproduct of being, that's going to come either way. But I think what most people don't understand is that life is really just about the beautiful moments in life where you're having an amazing conversation with a family member, you're watching a movie with your partner, you're playing with your cat, like you're having your coffee in silence and you're just looking at the sunrise. Like, those are the moments of life. Those are the most important moments. And I feel like being here really gave me a lot of time, you know, with Peter and our special moments and, you know, my cat and my healing moments with myself. I really got really close with myself. But you start to realize, like, you miss those things. However, if you're around people too much and if you're always filling up your blank space with like friend time or like going out all the time or just not, because I know this because I have a lot of time to myself and I do a lot of inner work and I'm always in constant conversation with myself, observing my thoughts, observing what's going on in my mind, in my body. Like, I just have so much free space to figure myself out that when I go back to New Jersey to visit and I'm like not in my own, you know, home, like staying over Peter's parents or my mom's or wherever I'm at the time, I'm like, it's almost like I just forget myself. Like, I'm not even thinking about me. I'm not even, like, I'm so preoccupied being with people and like having all these plans and doing all the things that I kind of just like forget that I'm playing this game of manifestation, playing this game of life, playing this game of healing, right? And like really connecting with myself. I hope that makes sense. Ugh, God, I really can't really find the words to describe what I'm trying to say, but basically, like, when you don't have that blank space in your time, you're always with other people, you don't have any time for self-connection. Every time I go to Jersey, it just reminds me of that. So I wanted you guys to kind of just take a second to think, like, do I have that time to myself, or am I really filling up all my time with other things? And I know that in some people's circumstances, like, they literally have no choice, they have so many things to do. But I always think there's a way. I know there's always a way. Even if it's for 10 minutes of time alone to like meditate, go within, see what's going on, see what your body's trying to tell you. Like, there's always time. And like, if someone wants to sit here and say like, no, I don't have time. Well, yeah, the reason why you don't have time is because you're so convicted in the fact that you don't have time, right? It's like, open your mind, change your perspective, like, be a solutionist, like, come up with a solution and figure it out, because it's so important. It really is. And time and time again, I just see very clear examples of how I don't want to end up and who I don't want to be like. And that's, you know, coming from adults who are fully grown and, like, I don't know, just like even on TV and you just see examples and you're like, I can tell they didn't have time to go inward, or they didn't make time to go inward. And they just kind of zombie walk through their life, and I'm just not going to be that person. And also, like, what I've learned, and it's just, life is just so much more than making money and growing a business and having your career goals. I know, like, a lot of people are in corporate world and like all they care about is like climbing up the corporate ladder, or like LinkedIn is their life, or like they're just like, I need this promotion, I need this raise, like, I, you know, this is my life. Or like people with a business, and this was me, I was like obsessed with it. And like, yeah, I think it's healthy to be in love with your business, I think so. But at one point I was like in an unhealthy relationship with it, and I was just like, it's all I cared about. I felt like it needed all of my attention and all of my time, and other areas of my life kind of got neglected. And now I don't see it like that. I'm like, a business is just a part of my life. It's not me. It's not who I am. It's literally a part of my life. Just like my relationship's a part of my life, right? Just like my spirituality is a part of my life. Just like my friendships are a part of my life. My business is a part of my life. And it's so beautiful when you open your mind up to more than just your business or your job. There's so many different areas of life that you can work on and improve and design to your liking. And one of the things that I'm just so interested in right now is my relationship and improving my relationship and learning how to communicate better. And like, because as you guys know, maybe you don't know, I'm getting married in about a month and a half now. Oh my God. Oh my God, my wedding dress is supposed to come in the mail today. I have to make sure I'm near my phone so I know when they're here. But yeah, guys, like it's happening, right? And I really, really, truly desire, one of my desires, one of my intentions, I have intentions for every area of my life. And it's such a beautiful thing when you open up your mind to the possibilities of what's there for you to create. Or the possibilities of what you can actually intentionally do with each area of your life. It's really cool. So yeah, my relationships, like I know that I'm choosing to be with this person for the rest of my life. And I want to have the best relationship I could ever imagine. And that's going to take work. That's going to take intention. That's going to take effort. That's going to take learning, right? So I'm going on a learning journey. I'm going to like read more books and really just consume more content and learn about communication styles, because I think the biggest thing that I've learned so far is like the way the ego takes its parts in like arguments or just like triggers or just like a lot of times when people argue, it's just like it's coming from a wounded space. And the two people are trying to protect themselves, and there's really no solution coming forth. It's just one hurt person and another hurt person, and both of them are literally trying to protect themselves, but they're not really understanding what the fuck is going on. They're taking it all so seriously, all so literally, but they're not understanding that the person might have said something that triggered something within them, you know, a wound that they got when they were younger that says they're not good enough or something like that, right? And the person who's freaking out, they're like, they don't understand. And the other person doesn't understand why they're freaking out. They're like, what the fuck, is not that serious, right? So that's like very common in relationships. And it's so nice to understand that and to have a partner that understands that. And Peter is incredible. Like, I'm so thankful for him. And I just want everyone that listens to this podcast and every woman in this world to have a loving partner like I do. And I say that in a way where it's like, I know a lot of people, and the way I was kind of raised growing up was like, there's guys stuck. Basically, I was taught that guys are the worst and every guy will cheat on me no matter what. And I will never have a good guy because they're all trash. That was my conditioning growing up. So when I met Peter, I was like, I don't know, too good to be true. And let me tell you, that's not true. Like, there are men who are incredible in this world, like incredible. And if you are settling for someone who is less than that, fucking don't, please. Like, I know that it's so much deeper than me telling you break up with this person or don't do it. It's so much deeper than that, but it's just, and I want to plant the seed in you, because obviously it does take, you want to be that person who prioritizes herself, takes care of herself, pours into herself, right? And you become this solid, beautiful, blooming version of you. You're always blooming, you're always blossoming, and you radiate different, right? Your radiance is felt. Your radiance is seen. Your radiance, it's an energy. It's a vibe. It's a, whoa, that's a top tier woman, right? When you show up for yourself, when you eat healthy, when you work out, when you put in work towards your goals, when you stick to your word, right? When you do the healing work, when you do the inner work, when you're willing to learn, like all of those things are such top tier qualities in a woman. And in order to find a top tier guy, like, you're gonna wanna prioritize yourself. Not for the sake of getting the partner, right? That's not what I'm trying to say. Do it for yourself. Do it for yourself, because that is the most important thing, first and foremost. But the beautiful part about that is you effortlessly attract the right person when you prioritize yourself and We all want love. We all want connection. We all want a partner. I don't care what anyone says. Like, it is so important. It is so nice to have someone by your side. Right? So it's like, when I met my fiance, I was heavily into working on myself. Maybe I wasn't spiritual yet, or I was a little spiritual. Like, I definitely was, but I just didn't understand it very well. But I just knew there was something bigger than myself, and I was like into that kind of stuff. I was reading personal development books like probably like once every year, or like I would read the same one over and over again. So I wasn't deep into it like I am now, but I was like working on myself. I was working out. Like, I was sticking to my word. Like, I was doing shit and I had goals, you know? And I think that was really attractive to him, for sure. Like, he always says it. Like, one of the reasons why he was really attracted to me was the fact that I was like, so, I was taking care of myself, you know? Like, I worked out and he thought that was amazing, you know? And it's so much deeper than that. It was my soul, right? And also, like, when I met him, I was not a woman. I was a little girl. I was, there was a lot of aspects of myself that still needed to mature and still needed time to, you know, fade out. So the next phase of myself can kind of take over. Like, there was a lot of work that I had to do on myself and a lot of growing that needed to be done, right? He was 30 and I was 24. I was very different back then, but the thing about him is that he saw something in me. He knew that growth was coming and he basically invested in me, you know? And I say this a lot, like, I was, I don't want to say like a mess because I was still prioritizing myself, but I would get super fucking drunk a lot and like we would go out and I would get blacked out and I would like fucking embarrass myself and like that is not attractive, right? And he did not think that was attractive, but he knew within his soul, he's like, this girl, like, she's gonna grow, she's gonna blossom. And he tells me that and he was right, because holy shit, like, I look back and I'm like, wow, I'm so, you know, I was so different. And now, like, when I look at myself, I would love to have myself as a partner. Like, I would love to be with a woman like me, if I was, you know, Peter, or if I was just like a man looking for a wife. Like, I would fucking love myself, because I just feel like the point of life is to grow. And that is what I'm always doing. And I'm willing to change. I'm willing to break patterns that no longer serve myself or the people around me. And I think that's so important. And he is the same way. And he's so loving and he is so confident about our relationship. Like, it's so crazy because there's this woman that was talking to us from our dance studio. And she was like, because we're taking our dance lessons for the wedding. And she was basically giving us marriage advice. And she was saying, you know, like, it gets harder and the kids when you have kids and this and that and yada, yada, yada. And like, the grass is not green on the other side and blah, blah, blah. And he was like so confident when she was telling him that. He's like, I'm not worried. I'm good. I'm not worried at all. Like, you don't have to, like, basically, like, he was like super open to what she was saying. But you can tell he was just like, this is not phasing me. I'm not scared. I'm not scared of commitment. I'm not scared of marrying this woman. Like, I know we got it and I know we can get through anything. And I was like, oh my God, fucking melt me right now. Like, I am melting. Like, I love you, you know, like, you are a top tier man and he's always willing to help. He's always willing, you know, to help me cook in the kitchen, like, to help me clean. He's always like doing the dishes and like just making sure that I'm okay. Like, he's heavily in his masculine energy and I'm masculine energy. And I fucking love it. Like, he's always looking to take care of me, to take care of Phoebe. He's, like, gonna be the best dad ever. Like, what I'm trying to say is, like, I'm not trying to brag. I'm just trying to tell you that, like, please fucking God, don't settle. Like, prioritize yourself and understand that when you do that, you're going to find a perfect partner. And I know it can be very difficult, especially if you're in a relationship right now that maybe you're just not into. Because that was my, before I met Peter, that was my situation. Like, I was in a relationship that I literally, it went stale. Like, I was not happy. And maybe he was happy, and because he did not, you know, didn't seem like he wanted the relationship to end when I finally, you know, ended it. It was definitely one of the hardest times of my life. It was very difficult to hurt someone, you know, in that way. But I can't imagine still being in that relationship. Like, yes, it was very difficult at the time to break it off, and I thought I would never get through it because it was just so bad. Like, because I didn't have the tools that I have today, the mindset that I have today, the spirituality beliefs that I have today, the spiritual beliefs that I have. I didn't have any of that. So I was like raw dogging the fucking breakup, and it was very difficult. But I'm so grateful I did it. You know, you'll always be so grateful that you did it. And I don't want anyone to waste any more time in relationships that just simply aren't serving them, because one, they feel like they can't get any better. Or two, I mean, there's lots of reasons, but you're nervous to hurt the person. Like I always say, it's more hurtful to the person to stay with them knowing that they can be with someone that loves them. And I know a lot of people get scared of like even thinking about them with someone else, but like, fuck that shit. Like, we all deserve to be happy, you know? We all deserve to be happy. And that's just if you're staying with them for selfish reasons, well, that's like, that's worse than kind of breaking up with them, right? So I don't know why I felt called to like go into relationship talks, but like, I just want everyone to understand that they're out there, you know? The right person is out there. It's not a thing where you have to like obsess with it and like manifest it and go crazy over it. It's like, yeah, you're gonna manifest. The focus is not on finding the person. The focus is on finding yourself and pouring into yourself and loving yourself and letting that take as long as it needs to take, because it's a journey. It's a fucking journey, let me tell you. And it's not something to be rushed at all. And yeah, so I'll share with you my relationship books and content as, well, not content, but like podcasts, if I find any, or like relationship books. Like, I'm just like, if you have any suggestions, please message me on Instagram, because I just want really good books on like healthy relationships and communication, attachment styles and all of that. Because that's such a big goal of mine, right? That's such a cool goal. I just think it's just so next level. Like, because most people just kind of like go through their relationships without doing the inner work or without understanding this shit. And I just think that's why people end up unhappy. And it's just shitty. But yeah, like life happens. It's sometimes people are just not meant to be together. And that's okay too. So I'm sending you lots of love if you're in that situation where, you know, you want to break up with someone, you're not happy with someone, or maybe you're just looking for the love of your life and it's been a while and you're starting to lose hope and you feel like you have to settle. Like, you don't have to settle. Trust me. Come on. The universe does not want you to settle with someone who is not meant for you. And sometimes we need to get rid of that person so we can make space to find who really is meant for us. So someone out there needed to hear that, and I know it. If that was you, message me and let me know, because that's gonna make me really happy. Yeah, so happy weekend, guys. It's Friday, January 26th. My in-laws are about to pop up. So yeah, I'm gonna probably end this right now. I love you to death. I'm so excited to try my wedding dress. I'll update you on what that's like. And yeah, I'll talk to you next week.